Today, the revised banking code of conduct, a small win, but... Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The Australian Bankers Association has made a big splash when launching the revised banking code of conduct, which starts today.
Banks play a very important role in Australia. They grow our economy, they fuel small businesses, and they help everyday Australians to get ahead. Banks take that role very seriously, and right now they're working hard to earn back your trust. That's why Australia's banks are stepping up and raising standards.
And yes, it is a small win for consumers and small businesses. However, we must ask this. Since when are such financial service basic hygiene issues as not charging for no service, advising before charging, considering credit card repayment capacity, speaking in plain English, and offering suitable low-fee products seen as so revolutionary? Frankly put, these are issues which an industry which truly focused on the well-being of its customers would have long ago addressed. But they did not, and were dragged towards better outcomes by the Royal Commission and public pressure. And so, yes, important baby steps perhaps, but still a massive leap is required to reach the desired level of customer centricity. There is nothing bold or innovative here. This is what the ABA said. Australia's banks will comply with a strong new code of practice that significantly increases and enshrines customer protections and introduces tough new penalties for breaches from tomorrow. The ASIC-approved banking code of practice represents the most significant increase to customer protections under a code in the industry's history. From 1 July, under the new banking code of practice, banks will no longer offer unsolicited credit card limit increases, charge commissions on lenders' mortgage insurance, sell insurance with credit cards and personal loans at the point of sale. And under the code, banks must offer low-fee or no-fee accounts to low-income customers, have a three-day grace period on all guarantees to give guarantors enough time to make sure it's the right option for them, actively promote low-fee or no-fee accounts to low-income customers. Provide reminders when introductory offers on credit cards end. Offer simpler and fairer loan contracts for small businesses using plain English that avoids legal jargon. And provides customers a list of direct debits and recurring payments to make it easier to switch banks. The Australian Bankers Association Chief Executive Officer, Anna Bligh, said customers can expect to see a change to banking products and services immediately. We've completely rewritten the rule book for Australian banks. The banking code of practice has strong protections for customers, serious consequences of breaches, and strong independent enforcement, Ms. Bligh said. Banks understand they need to change their behaviour, and this new rule book represents an important step in earning back the trust of the Australian public. The new code will form part of every customer's relationship with their bank and will be strongly enforced both by an independent body, the Banking Code Compliance Committee, and the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. Whether it's through your credit card, home loan, small business loan, or just day-to-day banking, Australian customers will see tangible benefits from this new code, she said. And Financial Counselling Australia Chief Executive Officer Fiona Guthrie said the new code was a major step up in the protections for customers, particularly the most vulnerable, and was an important milestone in restoring community trust in Australia's banks. Codes like this really can make a difference because they go beyond black letter law and instead reflect the standards that an industry voluntarily commits to, as Guthrie said. The banking industry released its first version of the banking code over 25 years ago, and it's really pleasing to see that each version, and this is the fourth major revision, contains advances in consumer protection. Financial counsellors in particular welcome provisions around family violence, stronger protections for guarantors, better promotion of free or low-fee accounts, and more proactive approaches to people experiencing financial hardships, he said. The ABA concluded that banks have trained more than 130,000 staff on the new requirements in the code so it can begin operating from the 1st of July. And information about the code has been translated into Mandarin, simplified Chinese, Arabic, Vietnamese, Filipino, Hindi, Spanish, and Punjabi. The Financial Services Royal Commission asked for further changes to the code, which they say will be implemented by March 2020. But standing back, the ideal approach would be for banks to set their own strategy and actions based on the interests of their customers. Industry-agreed codes, which have little or no legal force, are a poor second. The worst would be tighter regulation backed by force of law. Banks need to shift their focus to the true interests of their customers. If they did this, both customers and banks would win, and even shareholders would benefit from a stronger, more sustainable franchise. The problems in banking are the core and default cultural norms. It is these which need to be reset. So as I say, a small step forward, but not a significant one. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. And thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.